Hello, Mason. This is our exit interview for episode 4, and unfortunately, I am talking to Mason. How you doing, Mason?
I'm doing good. It's great to be here on KYTL. I've wanted to be on here for so long, though it is a little earlier in the season than I would have liked.
Yeah. So, you know, what's going on with Mason? Obviously, season 6 was filmed like 3 years ago. What are you up to nowadays?
Yeah, so somehow I'm still in Ann Arbor. I'm doing my master's of accounting right now, but I do have only one semester left. And then after that, I will be moving to New York City to work as a CPA. So I'm very excited for that.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's super fun. Okay, so I guess like going into season 6, talk about your familiarity with Survivor, your familiarity with Survivor Michigan. How much like did you know about Survivor going into season 6?
Yeah, so I knew everything about CBS Survivor. I was a CBS super fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew all the super weird details about, like, random seasons. Like, Survivor has been such a huge part of my life growing up as a kid. One of my first memories is watching the finale of Survivor Vanuatu. I don't remember much about it, but I do remember watching the finale of Vanuatu. One of the challenges in there was really cool, and it stuck out to me as a kid. So that was my familiarity about CBS Survivor. And then Survivor Michigan, I'd never heard of until I just randomly saw it. I think it was on a Facebook page somewhere. So when I applied, I watched season 1 and I absolutely loved it. It was amazing. And then I started to watch season 2, but while I was watching season 2, about midway through, I found out, hey, I'm going to be playing season 6. And, you know, once we got to the merge and the game started, I never really got to watching the rest of it. And I kind of just spoiled myself on the rest of season 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens. Okay, so basically going into season 6, you have this Survivor knowledge, but did you like ever consider like maybe keeping it kind of like or telling people you were a super fan, or did you think hiding it was like the best strategy?
So I never really considered anything else but hiding it. I figured that being a super fan would put a target on my back. And I think that was the wrong assumption to make. I just knew that people would think that if I was the super fan, that I would be super schemey and strategic and they would want me out. Mm-hmm. And I tried to hide it and they wanted me out anyways. So that strategy did not work well at all. But I think it, you know, I think there's a level of hiding your super fan knowledge where I should have said that I was, you know, I'd seen a lot of seasons, but maybe not that I was like obsessed to the degree that I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was like one of my critiques I had of you. I was like, dang, he's saying he's not a super fan, but then people still figure out he's a super fan. And when that happens, it's usually like not great. Just because like you're already like scheming and everyone, especially so early, they're trying to find things. They're like, oh, this person's lying about this and this. And if you get caught about that, it's like not a good start.
Yeah, there were a couple times where I like kind of had slipped up a little bit, I think, too. Like there's one instance in particular. I think I was talking to, it's either Justin or Jack. I don't remember, but one of them brought up Survivor China and brought up Todd. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And I was like, oh, wait, I actually don't think I know who that is. So, like, they must be thinking of somebody else. And I just did a really bad job of hiding it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to do, but I totally get why you'd want to hide that. So I guess, like, going into the season, obviously there were producers that were playing. How long did it take you and, like, everyone else to actually, like, figure out that these producers are playing? Obviously, besides George, who I assume everyone, like, knew was the host of season 1.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who George was the moment he walked in. I didn't even think he was a player until Brady was, like, oh, and on the Obsidian Tribe, we have George. And that kind of blew my mind. I didn't even know that he could play. But I'm pretty sure I found out about the rest of the producers only a couple days into the game, because Justin, like, I'm pretty sure Justin was at one of the All-Stars events. So that's how he knew Noah was a producer. I'm pretty sure he was at, I want to say it was the Merge in All-Stars. So that's how he knew Noah was a producer. Like, Katie and Ian were pretty easy to figure out. Mm-hmm. I went on the Survivor Michigan Wix. Ian was right there, and Katie's name was in the credit for season 2. Noah was the one who we all had no idea. Like, we knew he was dating Bailey, but we didn't know that he was a producer. And so Justin telling me that a couple days into the game that, you know, he was at the Merge in All Stars, and by the way, Noah was a producer, that was a pretty big bombshell. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, Katie and Ian and George, pretty easy to figure out. Noah was definitely the tough one to figure out, but I mean, we were able to figure it out. Thanks to Justin.
I guess in general, like specifically with Katie, how did this kind of like form how you wanted to work with them? Because it's definitely a tough thing to balance.
Yeah, I mean, it was never like really in the front of my mind too much, especially on Obsidian. Like I was willing to go in with an open mind, and if they were people that I wanted to work with, then they were people I wanted to work with. Like George and I think hit it off pretty well. And George was probably, I would say, my number two ally by the time we swapped. So like George, I mean, he's super personable, such a likable guy, easy to talk to. And so, you know, got along with George great. And I think George was, for me, you know, you could see him as more of a shield. Whereas Katie, I don't think we like, our conversations were as in depth and maybe didn't flow as well. I mean, I love Katie now, but I don't think we hit it off great at the time. So while I still wanted to work with Katie because she was part of the seven, like she was definitely not for me as like high up on the list of people that I wanted to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. So talking about the seven, obviously Justin was your closest ally and then George seemed to be the number two. How did everyone else fit into that? Was there like a pecking order for you, or was it maybe more like Justin and George and then everyone else?
Yeah, so Justin was by far my number one. This wasn't in the episode, but night one, me and him like talked for an hour right after the first challenge.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, Justin was obviously my number one. George was probably my number two. I think Taylor was probably my number three, just because I thought, again, she was super likable, easy to talk to. I thought we got along really well. Between Jack, Katie, and Lindsay, there wasn't like a huge preference. I think Jack and Katie were kind of tied. Like they were both kind of interchangeable to me. But Lindsay and I never talked the entire game. I reached out several times to Lindsay, but she never responded and never wanted to meet up with me. So Lindsay was the person who I really, of the seven, that I really didn't have that much of a connection to. But everyone else I felt decently okay with.
Okay. And then how were you with people that weren't in that alliance? So like Ellie and Anne and T-Rex.
So I was probably T-Rex's closest ally, either me and Justin. Like I'm talked to T-Rex twice, and I'm pretty sure, you know, on the original Obsidian, that's more than anyone else. T-Rex, I felt good about T-Rex, but at the same time, everybody knew that if we lost, he was the easy target. And so I was willing to vote T-Rex out if he had not won that immunity. I'm pretty sure that's what would have happened. So as much as I like T-Rex, he was very expendable to me. And I think Anne and I got along fine. In my mind, Anne was sort of not really on the bottom at first. Like, I think Ellie and T-Rex were the two people who were clearly on the bottom. And so when the vote switched to Anne in week three, I was kind of surprised because I didn't think that she was really in any danger. Like, I liked Anne. I thought she was fine. She wasn't like at the top of my list of people to work with, but I still wanted to work with her. And then Ellie and I just never really talked. Like, in my mind, Ellie probably goes if Obsidian loses week one or week two. And so I didn't really talk to Ellie that much. I feel bad because they're great. But at the time during season six, Ellie was not somebody who I was particularly interested in working with.
No, that makes sense. So, like, you think Ellie would have went over T-Rex, like, the first 2 weeks, probably?
Yeah, just because, like, on day one, Ellie walked off by themselves. There was, like, a group of four, and there was also a group of five, and then Ellie went off by themselves. So that wasn't great. And then Ellie didn't show up to any of the social events we had as a tribe. I think they showed up to one, maybe. I don't really remember. I mean, I think people liked Ellie, but they just weren't around at the beginning. And T-Rex was a little more around at the beginning. Although by the time week three rolled around, T-Rex just wasn't talking to anybody. And he sort of became the easy target. And he didn't care about the game either. Like, he missed tribal to go skiing. So
that's what he was going skiing.
Yeah. So I don't know the full story, but apparently he just messaged production once we had a tribal date and was like, hey, I can't make it. I'm going on a ski trip this weekend. And production was just like, what do you mean? You like the message. But he was immune, so I guess it didn't really make a difference. It was kind of fun to bash on him at tribal, though. I didn't know that.
That's funny. Me and Sophia were, we filmed the episode for episode four, like, yesterday. And we were like, what was T-Rex doing that he had to miss tribal? It must have been really important. Obviously, it was. The ski trip is, that's, you can't miss that.
No, I mean, I would not go to Prague. I would go to skiing instead of Prague.
Right, obviously. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so one other question I want to ask before we get to, like, the swap. Within this, like, seven-person alliance, did you have maybe a more, like, was there, like, there's this within the seven, or did you just have, like, the seven and you were relying on that and hoping something would come up later?
I mean, for me at the time, I saw the seven as, like, something that'll stick together for at least a couple weeks. Like, I was in the seven, and I thought, all right, we're good. We have an alliance. If Obsidian goes back to Tribal again, like, we have the seven, we're fine. We'll just vote off Ellie or T-Rex, and everybody will be happy. I realized that I probably wasn't at the top of that alliance. Mm-hmm. I probably figured I was, like, in the middle or towards the bottom, but I still felt pretty comfortable about my position. Although, of course, after the game, I realized, like, the Quesadilla 5 was the real alliance that existed.
Yeah.
And then they, like, picked up me and Justin just because they needed the numbers and they never wanted to work with us. Like, for the Quesadilla 5, the 7 existed for a week, and that was it. It's like, they used us for numbers, and then we were back on the bottom again.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense to think you're safe. I mean, like, especially with T-Rex as such an obvious, like, this person's going home. Like, you had a good cushion of, like, people that, like, there was no reason to really, like, do too much more other than the 7. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think there would have been a push to vote me out if we had lost again. Just because I think that there was a push to vote me out kind of every week. Like, I was never really anywhere in a safe position. But I think, you know, having that vote under my belt, I could have potentially been okay in the 7. But also the 7, I don't think was, like, built to last.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else, like, maybe before swap that you think is, like, important to talk about? Or...
Yeah, so I have a couple things. So I don't think this is mentioned in the episode, but in episode 2, if you remember, T-Rex got an idol clue. I don't think the episode ever talked about this.
No, it didn't.
So what happened is T-Rex decided to do the same thing that Lindsay did. And he said, all right, I'll release it 8 a.m. the next day. And he never really gave a reason why. He just said, like, that's what I'm going to do. I'll send it to you guys tomorrow morning. And so me and Justin were up at 8 a.m., like, in the location that we thought the idol might have been. Turns out the idol, you know, it's not where the idol was. But T-Rex released the clue at, like, 10. He did not release it at 8, like he said. He waited, like, 2 hours to release the clue. So I was, like, sitting up on North Campus, like, waiting for T-Rex to drop this clue, and he doesn't. And I had to wake up at 8 a.m. to wait for a clue in the center 2 hours later. Like, T-Rex had no reason. I think he just did it because that's what Lindsay did during the first week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just super sketch. And then I guess episode 3, I don't know if how clear this was in the episode, but it was going to be Ellie up until about 24 hours before Tribal Council. Like, not even that. Like, Ellie was seen as the easy target. And I just kind of assumed that the entire week, it's like, all right, T-Rex won immunity, so then it's Ellie. Whatever. Mm-hmm. In my mind, whatever. It's the same thing, kind of. But it wasn't until, like, the 7 met as a group, and then everyone was like, oh yeah, by the way, Anne is leading a push to vote you out, Mason. And then I was like, what the heck? This is no good. Mm-hmm. We have to vote out Anne now. And so that's how it switched to Anne. I guess, I don't know if that was explained really well in the episode.
Yeah, I think it was sense. Like, it was definitely implied that, like, the call that Anne had with everyone is kind of what led to her getting out. But it wasn't, like, as explicit as that.
Yeah, and I think, like, Katie, Lindsay, and Taylor were all kind of okay voting me out. They didn't really...
Oh, wow.
They're like, Anne and Ellie wanted to vote for me, and those three were like, let's do it. I'm down. But once George and Jack found out about the Girls Alliance, they stepped in and were like, hey, mm-hmm. we're two guys. This Girls Alliance doesn't work for us. And then they were able to push it on to not me. So, like, I think there was a pretty realistic chance that I would have gone home that week. I think, like, I was not in a great position.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so come swap, you figure out your tribe, and you see you're with your closest ally on a minority tribe. Like, I mean, how are you feeling? I assume it's an obvious answer, but...
Yeah, so, Roger, I have a question for you. Could you come up with a worst possible combination of people for me to have at the swap? I don't think there is.
No, I really don't think so. Like, not only is it, like, you and your closest ally that you don't want to turn on, but all and not only three people from the other tribe, but four people from the other tribe, like, and oh yeah, no, I think you're probably like one of the most swap screwed people like up until this point, like,
yeah, because like Grace and Noah were a tight duo. Yeah. And then Lindsay and Thaegis were pawns. They didn't, yeah, they were irrelevant. And then Justin, of course, he knew Thaegis. And I could be making this up, but I'm pretty sure Justin and Grace had a class together as well.
Oh, interesting.
So right away, Justin had connections with two of the people there. And Justin, you know, if Justin is beauty, then I'm the beast. There you go, Sophia. I mean, Justin is just so charismatic and social, and I'm just not as charismatic and social. So right away, mm-hmm, I knew, like, I think I was going to get voted out the moment we lost the challenge. Like, he could have held tribal right there. There, yeah, was nothing that I could have done to save myself. I didn't do a good job at saving myself, but it wasn't like I had much of a shot to begin with.
No, that was a tough, that was an uphill battle for sure. So, like, I guess once you lose the challenge, was there any chance at all that you were going to try to like work with Justin and try to make a flip happen, or was it just immediately like we're going after each other?
So I think right away I did want to save Justin. Like, he was my number one ally. He was pretty close to being a ride or die for me. Not quite, but pretty close. Mm-hmm. So I did want to keep the option open to save Justin. I recognized in the situation that, yeah, it's almost certainly gonna be me or Justin, but I did sort of want to keep hope alive, and on the off chance that one of them does want to flip, I'd be like, hey, I'm down, let's do it. So for the first two meetings I had with Grace and with Lindsay, I went in with this attitude of, you know, I'll go after Justin, but I'll, for instance, tell Grace that Noah is a producer. So in the off chance that Grace does want to make a move, there you go. There's that information. Right. There's the reason that we can make a move. So I tried to have it both ways. I tried to, you know, say, hey, you know, I guess we got to vote off Justin. That's too bad. Justin, like, you know, I gave all the reasons why you should vote Justin out, while also saying, mm-hmm, oh yeah, by the way, Noah is a producer. That's so dangerous. Like, I should have held on to that information, I think, until, mm-hmm, I wasn't in self-preservation mode. Whereas I'm, yeah, pretty, I sure mean, Justin did not... He didn't even mention the producer thing. He was just, mm-hmm, right away like, hey, I know I love Mason, but he's got to go. I'm so sorry. Like, he never really tried to flip when I kind of assumed that he would.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like when you brought up the Noah thing to Grace, at least maybe this was the editing, it was hard to tell, but it looked like she like brushed it off completely and just like asked you about the idol. Like, is that like what happened? Was there like, it really didn't look like she cared at all.
Yeah, and I don't think she did. I remember that being there, and her and Lindsay, the one with Lindsay wasn't in the edit, but they were both kind of like, yeah, whatever. Okay, there was not the jaw dropped on the floor. There was not that kind of reaction.
Uh-huh.
And I also didn't have great proof either. You know, it's one thing to be told from Justin that Noah, right, is a producer, but you kind of need that hard evidence. And I did some Instagram stalking, and somehow I found a picture of Noah like at the All-Stars finale on Instagram, like a tagged photo with Bailey or something. I don't remember how I found it, but I did have, uh-huh, a picture of Noah at the All-Stars like finale after party. And, you know, he could have been there, but that doesn't mean he was a producer. Like, it, right, wasn't super strong evidence. So, you know, they did just kind of brush it off, and I was kind of shook to the point where I barely mentioned it to Thaegis. I didn't bring it up to Noah because, you know, I was throwing him under the bus. But like, when I met with Thaegis, I barely even brought up the fact that Noah was a producer. I think I just mentioned it offhand because at that point I realized it's not going to work. They're not flipping. They just don't care that Noah is a producer. Like, you know, it's tough luck.
Yeah. I guess like, once you got to the vote, did like you know it was you, or like did they basically not tell you guys who was going?
Yeah, so they didn't tell me, but I would say that on my walk to tribal, I was like 50-50. I was like, yeah. I felt that I, like, in my mind is like, I won over Grace and Lindsay. I did not probably win over They Just Did Noah. So it's a 50-50 shot. But as soon as I got to tribal council, I knew. They were talking to Justin, being all buddy-buddy. Nobody would make eye contact with me. They were acting very awkward towards me. And in my mind, I was like, welp, that's it. I'm going home. So I spent the whole tribal sitting there of like, welp, I'm going home. Just like completely in my head. Oh, no. Well, I'm about to get voted out. This sucks. Like, I better make my exit as memorable as possible. And I just kind of got too far in my head. And of course, that resulted in my cringy exit from the game.
I wouldn't call it cringy. I thought it was fun because, like, people always give these nice little exits and it's kind of annoying sometimes. And I appreciated that you did not care to be nice to these people. They just voted you out. Like,
right. Yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I hate it on Survivor now where every single person is like, oh, good game. You got me. Like, I mean, I'm more of an old school Survivor fan. I like the old seasons more than the new season. So I love it when you get like fiery exits. And so I wanted to give one of those, but I think I might have went a little too far. But I mean, if you thought it was fun, then I'm glad to contribute to TV, even if it.
Yeah, I liked it. It's not like you didn't say anything personal or anything. Maybe, cringy maybe a little bit, but like not in a way that was like terrible.
Yeah. And I mean, what I said was true. Like, I did have the intention to work with Sokka. Like, I kind of knew based off just off of how the swap worked that Sokka sort of had an advantage now. And I feel like that's usually how it works in Survivors. The tribe that starts off, you know, winning really strong, like Obsidian winning the first two challenges, those tribes have a tendency to fall apart. And so I kind of saw the writing on the wall and I realized, like, hey, Sokka's not out of this. And, you know, granted, I probably would have played the middle and, you know, gone with whatever side had the numbers. But I did, you know, at least in the short term, want to work with Sokka for sure.
Mm. And then we saw a clip of you looking for the idol, like, before tribal. Did you have T-Rex's clue at that point?
Yeah, so we had the first two clues. T-Rex dropped the second clue week two. So I had the two idols. I knew, kind of, it was like, it was east of state was what the clue said, and it's in Stone. So I walked up and down State Street, looking on the right on the east side of the road, looking for pots. I was convinced that it was in the pots that are outside of the Uma. And so I'm pretty sure that's the clip of where I was digging. I actually almost got arrested while doing that. The security guard from the Uma came out and was like, you can't dig here. The Uma security guard came out and was like, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I think there's something buried in here. And the security guard was like, there is not something buried in here. You need to leave. And I'm like, well, I'm out of here. And so then I left. Yeah. I didn't end up finding it, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, I guess, like, after vote out, besides Justin, who were you, like, rooting for? Was there any person in particular you were like, I really hope, like, they win?
I think that's a good question. I mean, Justin was the person I was rooting for the most, but I mean, I had not been wronged at that point by any of the Obsidians. So I was rooting for George, Katie, Taylor, like Jack, you know, I was rooting for them. Of the people on Sokka, like, I was rooting for Grace. Like, Grace is amazing. She's so easy to talk to. And so I, you know, it's like of the Sokka people who voted me out, like, Grace doing well was okay with me.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think that, you know, it was a fun 4 weeks in the game, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm just glad that production did a great job putting on a fair season. Everything felt really fun and well put together, and I'm just glad I got to experience it. Such a great time.
Okay, awesome. It was super nice to talk to you, Mason. Hope you had a good experience, and remember to keep your torch lit.